Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, all our troubles are over.
Really? You mean we don't have to worry about... Actually, what do you mean?
I mean, all of our holiday shopping troubles are over.
Ah, but also, it's only September. Are we really worried about holiday shopping?
Hey, now is the time to start planning who gets what. But I'm always looking out for that one gift that's perfect for just about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is, the new Voyage AC sampler set.
Wow, these are some of their best-selling scents, huh?
Yeah, they are, hun, and stay tuned because they are coming soon. You'll want to check out all of Voyage AC's beautiful scents, phenomenal candles, and gorgeous face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now.
What?
That, right, is 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and scents. Each original fragrance, every candle is handmade, 100% natural vegetable blend, and created by Melanie personally.
Allison Hung Merrill, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It was such a, like, it's so tragic, but you told it in such a good-natured way. It was really enjoyable to listen to. I am blown away by how you've come out of this thing and who you are from all of everything that you've experienced. Laura and I talked a little bit about cultures this morning and sort of the things you grew up with being sort of the norm within your culture, meaning it's handed down sort of from the people who make the rules. And then the punishments are distributed equally. And then we didn't talk much about running into Cameron. But when I was listening to you tell your story, I was thinking about, wow, like your culture was just so demeaning towards women, didn't value women. And then you ended up being saved by this other culture that sort of placed a second value on women as well. How do you feel about that journey? Did it take the Mormon culture for you to feel safe enough to walk away from your culture?
Yes, definitely. I think my faith tradition in Mormonism has helped me, has allowed me to believe that I do have the same, everything that men have, I have. So what I mean is, in God's eye, I am equally loved. God doesn't love me because I'm a woman, or God doesn't not love me because I'm a woman. So he will love everyone equally, and that's what empowers me to believe. If that is the ultimate truth under the heavens, then why are we mortals limiting our potential, limiting our love, limiting our opportunities, and limiting our choices? Why do we do that to each other? Why can't we see one another the way God sees us? Because God sees you, Scott, as a son whom he loves very dearly. And he sees me the same way too. He loves me just equally. But because life is not easy, life's not supposed to be easy. We're here to learn. And through life experiences, we become better because we have experience, we have knowledge, right, through challenges.
I've heard it say that evolving is the only thing we do. No matter what happens to us, we're always evolving and changing. And I firmly believe that too. And that tuck and roll attitude, like I'm going to get out of this thing and make the best of this next thing and continuing to move forward and grow. It seems to be really what's led you to where you are.
Exactly. I think through my life experience, I have learned this one very important thing. And the truth that I learned for myself will not be the same as what other people have learned for themselves. But the truth I have learned for myself is that I can be a sponge that absorbs all the hate, all the abuses, all the wrongs before me. And I'll absorb all the bad things and keep it and not pass it down.
It stops with you.
Exactly.
I love that.
So from me down to my children and my grandchildren, they will not know what hate means. They will not know what abuse means. They will know, okay, once upon a time, people did that to one another, but not anymore because we have learned hate doesn't work. Love works. And I want to be that sponge to absorb all the bad things. And well, I'm not saying I'm a savior. I'm not saying that. But I can hope to emulate.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free. And when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The unique thing you get as a storyteller is to tell the past from a perspective from the future, right? Like if you can't get to the other side of something, you can't tell the story. Laura and I talk about the idea that storytelling is this lost art, you know? And I think it's how generations of people told history from stories from ancestors, from mothers and fathers and grandparents, and they told stories. And I could almost see your kids sitting around the table going, can you believe they used to do this to mom? And then looking forward, they say, we won't be like that. We don't have to live like that anymore. And I think that that's a really, really beautiful piece of storytelling that we often forget because we think it's just entertainment, you know, or, oh, thank God that didn't happen to me. But I think you tell it in such a way, you know, that is just super cute. I was grinning the whole time in the interview.
In a way, I can now look back because I have a distance right now where I am right now. There's a distance between me and the me 24, 25 years ago when I went through that light switch incident, right? So there has been that distance created, and I can now look back, or I can now talk about that experience as if it was somebody else's story. Like, I know what happened, but I don't feel that hurt anymore, or I don't feel that anguish. I don't feel the panic. I don't feel the confusion. I don't feel that anymore, but I can still tell you the details of the event as if it was somebody else's story. And that's when I realized I have arrived in a very, very safe place, a much better place. And I am very grateful to be able to be where I am because love conquers all.
I believe that too. Can I ask you, do you get other people from the Taiwanese culture that come to you about, have they read your book and been like, me too, I get this? Do you help? Are you an inspiration as far as helping people to first generation Taiwanese, I guess, is what I'm thinking of?
Yes, I do get some, but not as many as what I would get from American readers, because my Taiwanese friends, they communicate in English fine, but reading to them is a little bit more difficult. I can tell you why. It's always easier to just say it out. And so I do have a couple friends from Taiwan, right? They read the book and they told me, are you afraid you might get in trouble because you trash talk these Chinese men and what they did and, you know, 5,000 years of oppression and gender inequality. Are you not afraid you'll get in trouble? Well, why are we afraid? That's the thing. Just the thought of what would they do to me if they find out I'm writing about this book? Well, where does that fear come from? If I were a man, would I have to fear?
Right.
That's my question. If a Chinese man would not have to be afraid, then why should I be afraid?
I'm definitely curious about the binary journey in life. And lately, I've been meeting a lot of women and talking about a few women, I should say, not a lot, but talking about how this binary system works within all aspects of our life and our relationships, our jobs, our money. And I guess I hadn't really thought about it that deeply, you know, until I started talking to some people about it. And I think you raise some really powerful points and you bring up some things that from some very harshly constructed cultures, you know, around men being prioritized or valued higher than women and how that leads, you know, into, and for you to find your independence and to speak your words with, like I said, such a good nature and such candor and honesty. It's lovely. And we're so lucky to have you as a guest.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's such a pleasure and such a great honor.
Check out her book, y'all, 99 Fire Hoops. You can get it on Amazon or all over the place. I'm taking that one on vacation with us, honey. Thanks for being on the show, Allison.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share, or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of Go Kid Go and a mom to two kids. Join my family on the story train with calm conductor Birdie each night as we travel through the magic rainbow tunnel to everywhere and anywhere to find the best bedtime stories. Search for Story Train on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.